Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Is this Maryland's scariest real life ghost story? Only you can decide, man. This actually, at the end of the day, it's going to be up to you guys. So you'll have to decide if it is or not, all right? Let's explain what we're doing. We're not doing Judge Jess today. It's getting bypassed. This whole entire week is all about this competition. Jess, what are we doing?
This is Maryland's scariest real life ghost story, where it's a competition where you get to compete against your neighbors to see who has the scariest real life ghost story. And today we have our first player of the week. This is Curtis from Westminster.
All right, Curtis, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
So the rules are, in case you're new to this competition, we've been doing it now, I think, since we got here 5 years ago. Everybody gets 60 seconds. So you only get 60 seconds. We can come back and ask follow-up questions after that 60 seconds. But to make it fair, everyone's only get 60. So that's it. All right, Curtis, your real-life ghost story starts right now. Go ahead.
So my son was a little over one, and we went to Gettysburg and went to Devil's Den.
Yep.
And, you know, after we went there, we went back to my house. And at night, he broke out in this crazy, like, blood-curdling scream. We went upstairs, got him, calmed him down. And we tried to take him upstairs, and he would not go in to the bedroom. So we called our pastor, because he kept looking in a specific corner. We called our pastor. When he came over, he said he felt a presence. Something in the house didn't sit right with him. So we blessed the house, put the salt on the window ledge. Well, after he blessed the house and he prayed, when I took my son up, he looked right in the corner where he did before. And then he just started looking around as if it was gone. And ever since then, he was able to sleep in the room.
Oh, my God. You got like 5 seconds. Anything else?
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, your hair stuff on the back of your neck, it was the creepiest feeling.
So you guys went to Gettysburg, and do you think that, like, something attached to you and followed you back home?
Yeah, I think because babies are innocent,
yeah.
Right? So it attached to him, mm-hmm. And because there's open souls, and people were, like, walking around with their phones or, like, you know, asking about the spirits,
yeah,
and stuff.
They're messing with it. They're messing with, yep, the spirits, man.
Gettysburg is one of the most haunted cities in America. And they also say that, like, ghosts attach to kids more because, like, kids were closest to, like, the veil because they were, like, born most recently.
Oh,
so I believe it. I believe it.
So your son was, like, a little over one when that happened?
Yeah, he couldn't talk. But, like, the way his eyes were so big,
like, he saw it.
Corner,
yeah,
he saw it. But once the house was blessed and we prayed and did the holy water and stuff, he literally went up there and looked at the corner and started just looking around as if it was gone.
And
like,
does
he kept
have,
looking everywhere.
Does he have any memory of this now? How old is he now?
He's almost 12 now. He doesn't.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't remember.
So scary.
And y'all saw nothing. You had no... Because I feel like sometimes you can, like, feel a presence. You felt nothing, but for him, it was, like, everything.
It was a very... very creepy feeling.
Yeah.
And we slept downstairs and put our camera up there to see if, like, we could see anything move. And,
right,
like, I swear we didn't sleep all night.
Man.
Do you still live
there?
He
would not go upstairs.
You still live there?
No, no,
okay.
No.
Do you have to, like, tell the next homeowner that happened or not?
No, it's chill now.
That is such a scary experience. I feel like that is a really, really strong start to the week.
It's an unfortunately strong start to the week. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
There goes Curtis from Westminster, y'all. So if you're listening to this and you're like, child's play, that ain't nothing compared to what happened. This is what happens though when we start strong. Is like people get freaked out and they're like, oh, damn it. I don't know if I can beat that. Y'all, this is Maryland's scariest real life ghost story. Can it get crazier than that? This competition will continue tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.